Man, did eat angels' food. Let me tell you something. If there was ever a nutritious diet, it had to be that manna. I mean, are you going to tell me that manna didn't have vitamin A in it? It was lacking in potassium. There wasn't enough iron in the manna. Did it lack calcium? B vitamins? No, I guarantee you everything that a growing boy needs was in that manna. I guarantee you they didn't have to worry about problems with their teeth, problems with their bones, their hair falling out, or any kind of nutritional deficiencies, because all of it was right there in that manna. They didn't even need the quail. The quail was bonus. I guarantee you the manna had the protein they needed. The manna had the essential fatty acids. It had the omega-3 and the omega-6. I guarantee you everything that they needed was in that manna. And yet it's just like, yeah, but we're tired of it, you know, even though it's just being given them the perfect diet. Eating is about nutrition. And you know what? Today in the United States of America, we are surrounded by nutritious food. Okay, you don't see people today in the United States of America suffering from scurvy and rickets and all of these nutritional deficiencies of people in third world countries or throughout history that have not had access to any fruit, or they didn't have any access to fresh vegetables, or they couldn't get enough calcium in their diet. And so they're just eating a poor substandard diet, and they're having all these bone problems and all of these nutritional deficiencies. Folks, we are not experiencing that in America. Even the poorest people today can get access to the vitamins that they need. You know, you go back 100 years ago or something, you go back to the 1920s and then leading into the 1930s and the Great Depression. Let me tell you something. There were some people during the Great Depression that were malnourished. I mean, there were people, and it's been documented in the hospitals of the day where they're having people coming in the 1930s, and they just are not getting the nutrition that they need, and they're having all these physical problems. Hey, we don't have to worry about not getting enough calcium or B vitamins or vitamin A, vitamin C. We get all that stuff. We're in America, the land of plenty, and we ought to be thankful to God that we can all fill our bellies. We can all get the energy that we need to function. You know, I was reading a book about food in the Great Depression. It was talking about how, you know, people back then, if they worked hard, they needed to eat at least 4,000 calories a day, or they're going to be losing weight, and they can't have the energy that they need. It was talking about how kids would sometimes have to stay home from school just to save energy.